All right, I am Digital Dave.
Oh, brother. I love it. Take cover.
Yeah, that's not untrue.
No, it isn't. Hey, we've got an old buddy of ours here today.
Our favorite seaplane pilot.
Our favorite seaplane pilot. Yes, we have Steve McCaughey, courtesy of the Seaplane Pilots Association.
President.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave and Eddie. It's great to be back. It's our annual gathering. Unfortunately, I only get to see you about 15 minutes a year.
Yeah, right. But, well, that's because you're important, you know?
It's better that way, trust me.
We're good in small doses.
Oh, nice. Thanks a lot. There's a vote of confidence.
Yeah, we are. We have been compared to a contagious disease.
There you go. Yes, there is hand sanitizer available when you leave. Nothing for your ears, though. You're done there.
Oh, there you go. Well, so, we always say we make fun of the people we love the most. So I'll just take that as
all right. I'll take and I've learned to take beatings gracefully.
Okay. And we get a lot of them too.
So we went to the Watermelon Social. Love the Watermelon Social.
Awesome. Wasn't that the crowd last night, the weather, the temperature?
Everything was great.
And how about those airplanes out in the lagoon?
Very nice.
We were watching them give rides, and it's like, oh. There was a guy in a lake amphibian that looked like he was just turning laps around the harbor there. He went back and forth a few times. And I still don't know how you pre-flight a seaplane without falling in the water. You know, you can't get out there to look at the aileron.
Well, it depends if it's floats or a flying boat. And you know, we try to bring them on shore. And with amphibs, we can cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
But, if you get that seaplane rating that I've been trying to get you for about two decades.
Yeah, well, first I have to get the pilot rating. I will say that I started flying paramotors, and nobody's talked about ever putting one of those on floats.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Nobody's ever talked about putting a jet engine on one either, but...
So, what else is going on in the SPA? You guys growing? I'm sure you are.
At the Seaplane Pilots Association, we have so much going on. Number one, I want to thank everyone at EAA and first and foremost the volunteers here, because this show, just like our organization... Volunteers are the heavy lifters of an organization like EAA, and AirVenture wouldn't happen without them. So, first shout out is to the volunteers and EAA for hosting this amazing event that's been part of my life for now decades and decades.
You're not that old.
Well, at least you don't look it.
So, Seaplane Pilots Association, man, we're always busy. We have a new editor coming on board, which is a sad and exciting time for us. So, Mark Twombly, who was the editor of AOPA magazine many years ago and has been our editor for 23 years, and we've worked together, is moving on. And so, we have Krista Worthy coming on as a new editor of the magazine. We have Lakeport, California, who's interested in revitalizing their economy around seaplanes right now. So we're doing a lot of work with them out there. We just had a biggest splash in on the West Coast. And we're going to develop a new Tavares, which is America's quote-unquote seaplane city on the West Coast. Last year, we spent a year doing a new video with Sporty's Pilot Shop and for the seaplane rating. And it's soon going to be required viewing before you go do your seaplane rating at Brown's. And I got the great opportunity not only to work with the amazing team at Sporty's, but also, of course, you have to work with Patty Wagstaff and fly in the Super Cub. And
terrible. Terrible. God, your job is so hard.
It's work.
Yes, work. Radio air quotes.
I was going to say, how do you stand it? I mean, working with Patty Wagstaff.
Geez. Yeah, Mondays are terrible. I have to go back to work.
Yeah, I got to get up and go fly my seaplane with Patty Wagstaff.
You know, what's really crazy is that in the past few years, Patty has been all over the place. She qualified as a pilot for Cal Fire out there.
Absolutely. She's just at her base out there. Yeah.
And she's got the aerobatic spin school down in Florida. She's a busy woman.
She's very busy.
Yeah, she donated an aerobatic course to us for our cornrows to raise money for the foundation.
Yeah, of course, the one year we don't go.
Exactly.
So, we've got so much going on. And we've got a photo contest with Sporty's right now. If you go to Sporty's and put Seaplane Photo Contest or Seaplane Sporty's, it should come up. And the winner of their favorite seaplane photo is going to get a $1,000 shopping spree at Sporty's.
Nice.
But also, their photo is going to be on the cover of one of the Sporty's catalogs.
Nice. That's really a great nice. Prize.
Yes. So when you guys raffle off a gooey duck, I'm there.
Yeah.
Do you see the World Cruiser out there? That came from Seattle. Yeah, oh. Big biplane, the Douglas World Cruiser, the first airplanes to fly around the world.
Wow.
I had heard when it was going to be here. Clipper?
I'm sorry?
When are you going to bring your Pan Am Clipper? That'd be something.
Well, how about I'd be happy with a C-47 on floats?
There you go.
C-47 on floats.
No lie.
We have it
they
in Greenville, Maine. Yeah, I'll be up there
in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
12th of September, 11th of September.
Okay. So. Our own jet setter.
Another place I've got to be.
So. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, when you're important.
Oh, well.
See, that's why we're lucky. So what is your favorite seaplane? Let's get off topic.
Oh, my word.
You've probably flown all of them.
That is a topic that comes up a lot. Great question, but I don't have a favorite. I think every airplane, every seaplane, whether it's an airplane or a seaplane, every airplane and every seaplane has its own personality. I have an obsession with the Grumman Albatross. I have the very good fortune to have a type rating in it, which is very unique and rare. And, of course, I think everyone has heard this. It's funny, the staff and the volunteers that work around me, I got married aboard a Grumman Albatross in flight flying over the Grand Canyon with six Grumman Albatrosses in formation.
Wow. Well, it's nice to have friends. Yeah?
Man, you had your own air show
and your
going.
Wife still isn't sure she did the right thing.
So, I do have an affinity to the Albatross. The air cam is amazing.
Yeah.
It'll ruin you. It'll absolutely ruin you.
Hey, Steve. The Albatross, was it the short wing or the long wing?
This one was a long wing, and what was really interesting, it was a private owner, but he had been the crew chief of this airplane in Guantanamo Bay when he was in the Navy.
Wow.
He found it in a boneyard, got in a bidding war with Grumman to buy it out of the boneyard, and the curator of the boneyard heard Dennis's story, and he felt sympathetic to him. He said, so the airplane's yours for $75,000. Anything you can put inside of it or bolt to it, if you can get it out of here in 72 hours, it's yours.
Oh, boy.
And he
what
did it.
So,
somehow he managed to find six extra engines.
Yeah. 12 propellers and another fuselage.
Yeah, right, right.
So, I have a Super Cub on amphibs. Airplane I've always dreamed of, and I've had such good fortune to enjoy the airplane. A couple of years ago, I went from Florida to Greenville, Maine, to the headwaters of the Mississippi, and then flew every turn of the Mississippi down to the Gulf of Mexico at like 10 feet.
Nice.
So
don't they call that like a fast taxi?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You didn't get into any trouble for flying under the bridges?
No, I'd go up. I'd pop up over the locks and the bridges
cheated.
And stuff. So.
Yeah.
But what an amazing trip. And, and what we've done with the Seaplane Pilots Association and what I've tried to do with our members is create these trips of a lifetime. So now we've done five or six of these trips. We did one trip where we took a bunch of seaplanes with members and flew down every island of the Bahamas to the end of the Bahama chain.
Wow.
And back. Work.
Yeah, work. Definite work.
And we've done two trips to Lake Como, Italy to fly seaplanes. We're doing a trip next year to Biscarrosse, France, which quick shout out to them because they've got huge forest fires going on there right now. And we just sent a message out to the museum and the community in Biscarrosse. But they actually operated the largest airplane in the world in the early 1930s. It dwarfed the Boeing 314.
Wow.
It was the Lacoure 631. It had six R-20. 2,800 engines.
Oh, my goodness.
It was massive flying boat. And they were occupied during World War II by the Germans. But the lake is beautiful. And we have a 50,000-person seaplane event there every other year.
Oh, my goodness.
50,000?
50,000 people. And the village actually very supportive. Spent a couple of days with the mayor last year during the event. And the village actually has a full-time seaplane museum with with a Grumman albatross in the courtyard.
So. Nice. So you're there.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, right.
And, oh, by the way, they have four Super Cubs based there on floats, too. So.
And they forced you to fly one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I got there within 10 minutes. They were shoving me in an airplane. Yeah. They're like, and I'm like, well, do you want me in the front seat or the back seat? And they're like, you know what to do. Just get in and go.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right. Call, you know, that's like going to the car dealer and they just set you loose.
So, they give you the keys to the Corvette and say, yeah, have fun.
Man, your job's terrible.
It's work.
Steve, yeah. From what I can gather, your favorite seaplane is the one you're flying at that time, moment. That,
right. Yes, the one I have keys to.
Yeah. Okay, how do we find out more about the Seaplane Pilots Association?
I just encourage everyone to go to the seaplanes.org, look up the Seaplane Pilots Association. We are the largest advocacy organization in the world for the water flying community, and we publish the only full-color glossy magazine dedicated to the seaplane community. And we are, you know, our reason for existence is protecting and promoting water flying, so please look us up if you have any interest.
Very good. We've been speaking with Steve McCaughey, president of the Seaplane Pilots Association, if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, some people think he's all wet. We know better.
Yeah, there you go. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.